Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. The time is now 6:02 on the East Coast, 3:02 on the West Coast. Today is January the 15th, 2022, and you're tuned into the TMGS, The Michael Gay Show. I'm your host, Michael Gay. I'm broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And happy Saturday to you, and hope that you're enjoying your day. And I'm sure many people are enjoying this wild card, or better yet, I should say, super wild card weekend when it comes to the NFL. We're going to get into that conversation in the second half of the show, but for the first time, you have 3 days in a row of playoffs. You want to talk about playoffs, as Jim Mora would say. Again, welcome to the show, and we have some stories and topics that we're going to get going shortly. Some interesting things, because this being the new year, we're only 2 weeks and a day into it, but it's amazing how the things from last year just seem to hang on, and they just happen to be in the news. Plus, what happened earlier today on the West Coast, or better yet, out in the ocean, a volcano struck, and there were some fears of tsunami all the way to the West Coast. But before we get into these topics and everything, let me open up the mic to a new co-host with us. He's going to be co-hosting with us today. And a friend of mine I've known for many years. I really admire this brother. And he's been on the show. He's joined in and chimed in with us before. And here he is, Mr. Ron Jones. What's happening, my brother? Happy Saturday.
Hey, happy Saturday to you, Mr. Michael Gay. I'm honored to be on the show. I'm ready to have some fun, listen to some cool topics or controversy topics, and tackle them right when they come on in, man. I'm excited to be on the show, man.
Well, thank you for joining us. I truly appreciate you joining because there's some interesting things going on. And just like to hear different, you know, people's different perspectives because, as I said, things, you know, you wish Happy New Year and want the best for folks, but there's a lot of stuff from 2021 that's dragging right into 2022 and new crap is coming about. Some things just don't change. You know what I mean? It just seemed like regardless. It's funny how when it's Christmas, before Christmas and Christmas, folks will say, Merry Christmas. Thanksgiving, folks will say, Happy Thanksgiving, you know. Happy Halloween. But New Year is the one thing that people say for almost 2 or 3 weeks after the New Year. Oh, Happy New Year. You'll have folks saying that in February, trust me. It's just,
oh, yeah.
Because you're really hoping for one. You're really hoping for a better year than the one past. And I think that's just normal. I mean, you look at folks say, oh, my New Year's resolution and this and that and the other. But what really changes from year to year for individuals? And what really changes in the world from year to year, except things get worse and worse, unfortunately. Right now, I'm giving some of the other co-hosts time to get online. Okay, I see one popping up now. And let's see. Just bear with me. Okay. And one more. Let's see. Okay, there they are. All right. They haven't waved their hand yet. So, Ron, again, thank you for joining us this Saturday, and welcome. And can you do me a favor and just give everybody a little bit of background about yourself? And, you know, I've known you for many years, high school days and everything. Can you give the listeners a little background about what you do?
Well, pretty much what I do right now is getting close to retirement. I live in Queen Creek, Arizona. I've worked as a park ranger for the past 10 years out here working in law enforcement. I'm also a certified school teacher and a football coach. One of my big hobbies that I do right now is I have a picture business called Rose City Pictures. Go to rosecitypictures.com. Check this out. What we do is we help people put their stories together. We do some filming, some editing, do a few music videos and weddings and what have you. I've been doing that. My wife and I have been doing that for pretty much over 20, 25 years. My son, George Jones, he's really successful in the entertainment business, which he got from his dad. he's with a group called the Electro Lights. They've one of the top dance crews in the world, and they you go look that up, the Electro Lights. But basically what I'm doing is I'm in entertainment. I try to help mentor young people, encourage them to get on the right path. I'm a motivator. That's what I try to do, motivate people to pick themselves up from difficult situations. And I enjoy doing it. I'm enjoying everyday life and trying to have fun. At the same time, I deal with my own personal things I have to deal with out here in the world, and try not to complain too much. Try to keep a sense of humor. And I keep it moving. That's what I do.
Fantastic, man. That's great. I mean, you know, like I said, and I'll say it again, I've known Ron for a long, long time from high school days. And, you know, he was one of the few people back then that, you know, had a business, a young person who had a business. You started Rose City Records, which was in the Pasadena Mall, when the Pasadena Mall was brand new. You guys were on the outside of the mall, not inside, but you were on the outside of the mall. And, I mean, it was just such a successful store. And, you know, it was just so great because I was so proud of you, you know, at the time. And that made me feel good And that really showed a lot of folks that, hey, you can do this, you know, and you did. And I was really proud. And that was just such an awesome story. You had an awesome crew working with you, you know, so that was amazing. That was really amazing. So I see that some of the co-hosts have popped up. So let me go ahead and open up the mics and welcome to the show, the lady of the house, Miss Janet Davis. Happy Saturday, Janet.
Happy Saturday to you and Ron. Sorry for being late. I had company from out of town just popped in. So I had to get them situated before I came on the show.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Definitely, definitely. We got some great topics that we're going to get to, but I'm going to go ahead and skip across country and open up the mic to another co-host in California. L.A. is my hometown. That's my funky town. Mr. Time and Ship, what's up, man? Happy Saturday.
How do, Mike?
Good timing.
What's going on with you, bro? Hey, Janet, how are you? Ron, how you doing, bro?
Good, and how are you?
How's it going?
Oh, look me in my face.
It seems we always catch you either you're hungry or you're feeding your face. You're on your way to get something to eat or you're coming back from getting something to eat.
Well, this time I cooked this myself. So, there's a mixture of kale and I don't know if you know Trader Joe's, they do that cruciferous mix where they have shredded Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale. Also had some other type of kale in there. And then I did broccoli with quinoa and roasted sweet potatoes with roasted beets and carrots and salmon. Oh, and
nice.
I put a little some kidney beans on top.
Wow.
Okay, so we're doing the show from your house next week, right?
Yeah.
Right. I hear you.
You just make sure you pay for all the plane tickets, then we'll be there. All right,
you guys.
Let's go ahead and get started.
I want to say one thing. I cooked an Italian mufolata, and then I did a pesto chicken noodle pesto soup.
There you go.
Homemade.
I haven't had pesto in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get started here. I want to get into these other stories that we had prearranged to talk about. But as some of you might have heard, that a major event happened earlier this morning on the West Coast or out in the ocean. A volcano erupted by Tonga, underwater volcano. And there have been tsunami, not warnings, but advisories. You guys are aware of this, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scary thought. And I started looking and looking how you'd be amazed how many volcanoes are underwater. When we think about a volcano, we think of Mount Fujiyama or Mount St. Helens or something that we can see. But we don't think about the ones we don't see that can really disrupt, without any warning or any knowledge that they're even there.
Well, that's what happened in Japan.
Well, yeah. Well, in Japan, that was, was that the volcano earthquake out in the ocean? I thought it was an earthquake.
That was a tsunami.
I'm saying it was something that caused this. Well, it had to have been an earthquake, right. It was an earthquake that caused the tsunami. This one was a volcano. So granted, Ron, you and I are familiar with earthquakes, and so are you, I guess, Tommy, because I'm pretty sure you felt some tremors and some shakes since you've been in California, you know. But at least, you know, you with earthquakes, they just come with no warning. And that's one thing I share with folks here on the East Coast is that where, you know, with tornadoes, you get a warning here. but in California with earthquakes, you don't. But a volcano out in the ocean, there's no warning. It's just going to erupt. And then there's possible tsunami. That's a scary feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fortunately, it said that some places only suffered some flooding here and there. Luckily, there has been no reports of any deaths or anything because it wasn't that. The water level didn't get that high. But what is the worst, I guess, what is the worst that you've ever experienced? Tornado, earthquake, hurricane? What's the worst disaster, I guess, or Mother Nature, as they would say, that you've ever experienced? Ladies first.
Tornadoes. Because in upstate New York, it was in a Rochester was in a valley, so a lot of things passed over. But when I moved, relocated down here to Georgia, tornadoes. Horrible tornadoes.
Yeah. No, wow. No matter where you went in the East Coast. Okay. Let's see, time is new.
The blizzard of 82 in Denver. And earthquake, the Northridge earthquake in LA.
Okay. You know, I forgot about blizzards, because that is also, you know, snows and blizzards. That's definitely something that can really put a
damper
in your bed. Yeah. Man has no control over that. And look at all the things we have no control of whatsoever. But what gets me is that when we have no knowledge, as I said, of some things that are right there that can cause a chain reaction. Ron, you being on the West Coast, I know earthquake will be number one offer for you, right?
Yeah, you know, it's funny how you phrased it. Which disaster have I ever experienced? And honestly, I remember that Northridge earthquake, but I didn't experience any disaster. Everything, because I was in Pasadena, so everything held up pretty good. And the irony is that we live on the fault near JPL. You remember that, Mike. We all live right there by Jet Propulsion Laboratory off of our tour. So I really haven't experienced anything where it damaged family and friends or community. And then living here in Arizona, we do get these things called monsoons. They call them Mahabu. And they haven't really damaged anything, but they look kind of scary because there's a huge wall of a wave of dust and rain and so forth coming at you. And it could wreak havoc on communities, but not really has killed anybody, you know. But I've just been blessed to not have to experience something like this volcano. You're right, that thing. When I saw the pictures today from the satellite image, showed how, it's coming up from the water. That was something else, man. So now I do experience extreme heat here in Arizona. That's a disaster.
Yeah, and the thing is that when we're saying about that volcano, they said that this, now keep in mind, I'm pretty sure this volcano is not like, you know, the mouth of it is at the surface of the water. It's miles down. But they said this thing shot up 12 miles into the air.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that for this.
Wow.
12 miles into the sky. And
well,
then,
you know, that's how Hawaii was created, by volcano activity.
Still does.
So I could imagine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it still grows from volcano activity, because once it, you know, cools down and becomes hardened, molten rock, it hardens, it becomes ground, you know. So, yeah, that is interesting. You know, that is very interesting. But now, real quick, and then I want to move on to this other story. Ron, I want to ask you now, when you were talking about that storm, I've seen videos of that, and that looks scary as hell. it looks like you're getting swallowed up, you know, by something.
Yeah.
What about dust storms, since it's out like desert area type place? What about, you know, like these, what do they call them? They're like a tornado, but it's all dirt and dust. I can't think of the
Yeah, they call it a monsoon. That's mm-hmm. kind of the generic name, but it's also called a habub. The name is adapted from an Arabic name, habub. And like I said, it's a huge wall of dust. And you need to pull over when you see them coming. The cool thing about it is you can see it coming. So you have time, mm-hmm. to, you know, for the most part, pull over, you know, shut your windows and just wait it out. And most of the time, they only last 30 seconds, maybe a minute. You know, they go right past you. But it's a lot of dust particles. It could mess you up, depending on how strong it is. I don't know if you mm-hmm. guys remember, about 2-3 years ago on the 10 freeway, it actually turned over a couple of big rigs on the mm-hmm. 10 freeway. I'm trying to look it up for you so I can send that information to you. But it was, but anyhow, that's what they can do. But for the most part, not too many people get really, you know, killed.
Injured.
It has happened.
Harmed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and get into this first story. Because, as I said, going from one year to the other, the same bullshit still happens. We're still hearing the same stories, the same, I don't know, I guess, questions about certain things, not just law enforcement, but just people in general. No charges to be filed in death of Justin King, black man fatally shot by white neighbor in Missouri. King was killed, November 3rd in his trailer park community in Bourbon, a shooting that officials have ruled a justifiable homicide. No charges will be filed in the death of Justin King, a black Filipino man who was fatally shot by his white neighbor in rural Missouri last year, the prosecutor overseeing the case announced this past Wednesday. Family members and witnesses have rejected the police narrative that King, 28, was shot on November 3rd for trying to invade his neighbor's home in a trailer park community in Bourbon, about 75 miles southwest of St. Louis. It goes on to say, an inquest found Tuesday that King died by justifiable homicide, a finding his family has disputed. Quote, I fully concur with the finding of the coroner's inquest panel, and I am declining to issue charges related to the death of Mr. King, unquote, Crawford County prosecuting attorney David S. Smith said in a statement Wednesday. Now, I want you guys to listen to this closely here. Well, not this part, but I'm gonna point it out. Nimrod Chappell Jr., the president of the Missouri NAACP, who is representing the King family, denounced Smith's decision. Quote, the failure of Crawford County's prosecutor to bring charges in the murder of Justin King is inexcusable. Quote, the coroner's inquest was directed in a manner to give the jury evidence of justifiable homicide without presenting all the evidence or even pictures of the body. King had moved to Bourbon from St. Louis to be closer to his daughter, Harley, his family said. Family members and residents of the trailer park said King and the shooter, described as a white man in his 40s, were friends. The prosecuting attorney's office said the two had been neighbors for over a year and frequently socialized. Smith, summarizing the evidence in his statement, said that on the morning of November 3rd, the day King was shot, King and the shooter had helped a neighbor search for her missing dogs. King was, quote, agitated, unquote, because the owner of the dogs accused him of having let them off their chains, which King denied. Even after the dogs were found safe, the statement said King, quote, remained agitated, unquote, and the shooter visited him in King's home. Security camera video from inside King's trailer showed the two talking, said the statement, which said that when the shooter left King's home, King said, quote, love you, bro, unquote. Quote, By all appearances, the relationship between Mr. King and the shooter at this point remained cordial, Smith said in the statement. The neighbor returned to his home, Smith said. 50 minutes later, King was recorded on his interior video security system running out of his residence yelling incoherently, the statement said. The video feed showed him running across the street up to the front door of the shooter's residence, and he, quote, appeared to be beating on the shooter's door without making entry. Now follow this. That was a quote. That was the statement said. About 20 seconds later, King began to walk back to his own home, stopped midway, ran back to the neighbor's door, and continued to beat on the front door. Quote, for approximately 15 seconds before Mr. King made entry into the shooter's residence. King and the shooter emerged 45 seconds later. Quote, there appeared to be a continued physical struggle until the shooter exited the covered porch, walking rapidly with a gun visible in his hand, the statement said. King emerged from the covered porch, walking slowly and unsteadily, having already been injured by gunshots. He collapsed on the ground near the porch of the shooter's home and died of his wounds. The autopsy found that King was shot 3 times. The first 2 shots hit his right leg and inflicted a grazing wound to his head. The third shot entered near a shoulder and traveled to the heart, the statement said. The last shot was determined to have killed King. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office said after the incident that King was shot after, quote, forcing entry into a neighboring residence where the homeowner, quote, feared for his life. Quote, the only person that says it's a home invasion is the guy that shot my son, King's father, John King, said. Quote, all the neighbors are saying no, you shot him in cold blood outside. Smith said the shooter was taken into custody and provided a detailed verbal statement about what occurred. He told police that King yelled, I'm going to effing kill you, as he was beating on the door. The statement said the shooter told investigators that the second time King returned to the door, he, quote, forced the door open and ran into the shooter's residence, where he threw a television across the room and damaged another one mounted to the wall. Okay, so I'm going to stop there, because I know this is long, but who's making all these statements? And then what got me was that part right there. I mean, there was a lot ahead of it, but what got me was forced the door open and ran into the shooter's residence, where he threw a television across the room and damaged another one mounted on the wall. Do you have 2 televisions in one room?
No.
I mean, I can see you having a computer. I mean, if you specified it was a computer monitor. But he threw 1 television and then grabbed 1 off the wall. Something about that sounds kind of odd. Okay. I mean, that sounds kind of odd.
A mobile home is not that big.
Exactly. Not that big. I know people who have a TV in every room, but a mobile home don't have that many rooms unless you have a huge double-wide mobile home. And I've never seen a 4 or 5 bedroom mobile home, maybe a 2 or 3. All right. But that kind of threw me for a loop. Then it goes on to say, the shooter told police that he put a small 22 caliber Magnum pistol in his pocket and ran toward the door, according to the statement. King then grabbed him and struck the shooter in the head, momentarily disorientating the shooter. When the shooter made his way just outside the front door, King knocked him to the ground on the covered porch. So keep in mind the covered porch, so I guess you can't see this, but we'll get to that later. This is when the shooter retrieved his pistol from his pocket and fired the first shot, aiming at King's leg, quote, in hope that it would cause Mr. King to disengage, the prosecuting attorney's office said. He then fired again and ran into the driveway. The shooter said that in the short time between the visit to King's residence and the attack at his residence, he and King had no contact, and, quote, the shooter had no idea what caused Mr. King's behavior to change. Chappell said officials said at the inquest that there was video. Now, this is one that gets me. Okay. That there was video from both the shooters and King's homes, but that only video from King's home was shown out of respect for King's family. Quote, so nobody ever saw it? We still haven't seen it, Chappell said. But the prosecuting attorney's office said in its statement that there was no video camera in the shooter's residence. Smith said the panel of city county residents at the inquest was provided with a copy of Missouri's law on use of force in defense of persons. Under the law, people lawfully occupying their private property can use any level of force, including deadly force, to defend themselves. The panel unanimously voted that King's death was caused by the shooter and that he acted in lawful self-defense. Five people who lived in the trailer park have said they doubt the home invasion narrative, saying the shooter was a man who had expressed a desire to kill someone and had a history of violence. The neighbor who shot King, who has not been named because he has not been charged, told NBC News on Tuesday after the inquest, it's a horrible situation. Now, who's telling the truth? Who's lying here? Was there video at both residents?
Well, it's hard to tell because the victim is dead. That could probably say exactly what happened, you know?
Well, they said that they showed the victim's camera, and then one side says that the shooter had a camera, but then someone on that same side said, no, there was no camera at that house.
Mm.
You caught that part?
Mm-hmm.
Brown, Simon, did you catch that?
Yeah, I'm looking at that part where it says the part where it says about King's father, John King, said, you know, when he says the only person that says it's a home invasion is the guy that shot my son.
So there's a little bit of suspect fear
then when you go down and thinking about, well, where's the camera footage? I would like to see all the camera footage so we can rule out any type of, you know, foul play or some type of lie. You know, it sounds like they were friends at first. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. Mm-hmm. They lived.
But they said nobody in the whole park heard any threat.
They didn't hear any threats from him. Plus, they lived in the same trailer park for a year, so they knew each other for at least a year. And keep in mind that according to this story, they said, quote, I love you, bruh. This is what King said to the shooter. Keep in mind, we don't know the shooter's name because he has not been charged with a crime. So by law, they can't really say his name, you know, at least I guess in Missouri, because that could be a detriment of character, I guess. But I find it interesting of this thing with the video cameras. Because thank goodness for video cameras, it shows us a lot of stuff that we would not know, just like this past case with the killing of Ahmaud Arbery.
Right.
Even though the guy who videotaped it is going to do jail time, he did participate. But had he not done that, that case probably would have never went to trial. So, as I said, one person say that, well, we didn't want to show this video from the shooter's perspective, from his home, in respect to the family, King's family. But then one side, the same side that said they didn't want to do that, says, well, there's no video. It should be shown some proof. Does this someone have home security cameras or not?
They should.
you know.
I mean, just about every.
Well, they can make the right decision on that.
I mean, like Simon said, just about every community nowadays has some type of surveillance. So it's curious there. And I'm still trying to chew on the part, like, they were, what really went wrong? Why was King still agitated, you know, because of the dogs? Because the owner choosing him, what was it, the dogs being off of a chain?
And letting the dogs off a chain.
You know what I'm saying, Janet? It seems like something, if they were friends, it seems like something else was really brewing to come to this point where they're yelling at each other and then now someone's dead.
Right.
Well, let me back up a little bit, but can I back up just a minute, and Janet,
mm-hmm.
I'll let you chime in. I'm glad you brought that up because, see, that's when I first started reading it. Remember they said that it was that there was a said that he was agitated. They put this in quote. Who said he was agitated? They never tell
mm-hmm.
you who
right.
said he was agitated. See, they never tell you. And you can look it up, too. This story comes from NBC News. But they never
right.
tell you who claims he was agitated. And then they say that, and then after that, he was still agitated. Okay, who said that? And how do they know
right.
that?
That's a good point.
Might have been. Huh? Yeah, I'm wondering who's making
point.
Those statements. Because people sometimes look at me and say, what's wrong? I'm like, what do you mean? You look like you're mad. That's just my normal look. I'm not mad. I might be in deep thought, but I'm not mad. People sometimes can take your expression or whatever as you being mad, agitated, or whatever. You might be in deep thought. You know, you don't know the person that well. You just don't know. And I'm sure all of us have ran across a person and we read them wrong, really not knowing them, right? All of us have.
Right.
We perceive people being a certain way, but they're not that way, or that's not. Okay, I'll say this: we have this certain vibe about folks, but we're really reading them wrong. They may have a certain look or a certain expression, but you're totally off base. That's how come you don't assume. But going back to that whole thing about him being agitated, who's making these comments that he was agitated? They don't tell you that. And
right.
then when it comes to
but
the camera, when it comes to the camera, I'm just going to read this one last time. Chappelle said, officials said at the inquest that there was video from both the shooters and King's homes, but that only video from King's home was shown out of respect to the King's family. Quote, so nobody ever saw it? We still haven't seen it, Chappelle said. But the prosecuting attorney's office said in its statement that there was no video camera in the shooter's residence. Something doesn't add up.
Who is this guy, Smith? I'm sorry, Janet. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I just want to say one thing. When I read the story, I'm just speculating, but it sounded like the guy that the neighbor took something because if he left and everything was okay and he says, I love you, bruh, and then all of a sudden he run into the house banging on the door, did he take something from him?
You know what? Thank you for saying that because that is the thing I thought about too. I'm glad you brought that up. I said, because why would you say I love you, bro, and then moments later you come running out the house, banging on the door. There has to be something more to this story. Did the shooter
yes.
take something from Mr. King?
Mm-hmm.
Did he steal something from his residence? I'm glad you said that, Janet, because before, and you and I had not even talked about that aspect of it, but mm-hmm. I thought about it when I read it again. I said, that guy had to do something for him to, I mean, moments later, he noticed something
yeah.
was gone.
Something,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm just guessing.
And then,
but
Michael, we need to dive in. Real quick, mm-hmm. we need to dive into the prosecuting attorney, David Smith, because I was reading here, he's the one that actually said that King was agitated. There's a few paragraphs down, Smith, summarizing the evidence in his statement, said that on the morning of November 3rd, the day King was shot, King and the shooter had helped a neighbor search for her missing dogs. King was agitated. This is from David Smith. So I'd like to ask the prosecutor, Attorney Smith, where did you get the impression that King was agitated? You weren't there.
That's right.
You weren't there. You're right. Where, how did you come up with that word? And I don't like that now because he's obviously the one that induced this word. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he's the one that said it.
Because it should have been where he would have said, the shooter said, well, my neighbor was agitated, I feel like, and put that in quotes.
Right, exactly.
Well, how was it explained to you for you to, as you said, come up with the word agitated?
Yeah.
And it goes,
why did you come up with that, Mr. Smith?
So,
yeah.
Well, just because mm-hmm. you know what? Just because you're agitated don't mean you shoot people.
Right.
Thank you.
You know,
exactly.
Just because you're agitated,
right.
I mean, when you go to grab a gun to deal with a situation, this is dire. When you start picking up guns, then apparently this is a dire situation. That I've come to the grips of, there's no other way to handle this but to shoot you. The only
right.
way to
take
shut this off, I got to get a gun. Mm-hmm. You didn't say call the police. You didn't say, I'm going to call 911. You said, I'm going to shoot him. And you're trying to say, well, I'm standing my ground. Self-defense. What?
Now, here's another thing. But here's another thing. As I read the story, if you catch where they said, he went there, turned around, or left, came back, and continued to beat on the door. And then they said he gained entry. Well, that would be breaking and entering.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say he broke in. He said he gained entry. See, words mean a lot. And description, how you describe the story of what happened, has to be on point. Did he kick down the door? Did he use his body and bust the door open? If somebody's banging on my door and I don't want them in, I want to make sure that my door is locked, right?
Yeah.
So how do you gain entry? I mean, this is just simple questions that I'm reading between the lines of something here. As a guy, an ex of mine, her father used to say, something in the buttermilk ain't fucking clean. And
right.
this story ain't clean.
Mm-hmm.
He gained entry. Through the door, through the window, what? Of course it was the door. But did he bust it down? They never said that. They never gave you the detail of how he gained entry.
And came to a conclusion without investigating thoroughly.
Right. And like Tommy just said, but here you grab a gun. You're inside your residence. I understand that. The first time he came, that door should have been locked. So, but you still haven't told me that he kicked down the door. If you got a deadbolt on your door, and trailer doors do have deadbolts, I'm pretty
mm-hmm.
sure.
Oh, yeah.
They should have said, he broke down the door to gain entry. Then I would have been like, okay, he broke down the door.
Right.
How do we know that the neighbor didn't willfully open up the door and just shoot him? How do we not know that? Because, as Janet said, and that's something that crossed my mind, it sounds suspicious to me, and officers work on suspicion a lot, that they were cool just moments ago, minutes ago, and all of a sudden he's coming across there angrier, allegedly, because the neighbor probably took something, speculating.
Mm-hmm.
But why else would somebody, you know, see you 1 minute and then come at you in a different manner? You did something to them, or you took something from them. And there's nothing that shows any history of this young man having any mental issues. Nothing
right.
said about that. No mental issues.
Well, I won't speculate and add to it that the shooter may have taken something from King. I'll go ahead and believe the story that King was probably upset about the man commenting about his dogs, because people get real sensitive about their dogs, and something triggered King, maybe,
yeah.
to make him upset. But like Timing said, that still doesn't give a person an excuse to shoot someone because of that, of an argument. And you guys are correct. I'm reading a story. It says that story, it says down here, that for approximately 15 seconds before Mr. King made entry into the shooter's residence, it's still that mm-hmm. paragraph doesn't say, well, what, did he break it down? It just says that he was knocking, mm-hmm. that he was knocking on the door still. He was beating on
right.
the door. That's what it says. He was beating
yeah.
on the shooter's door. That doesn't, without making entry. It says he was beating on the shooter's door without making entry. A few sentences
mm-hmm.
down, for approximately 15 seconds before Mr. King made entry into the shooter's
right.
residence. This sounds real fishy, you guys. That's
mm-hmm.
real fishy right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then here's another thing, though. But here's another thing, Ron. If he was agitated because the owner of the dogs accused him of letting him off the chain, well, why the
right.
hell was
that's
he even going to go look for the damn dogs? Why was he out there looking for them?
Right.
I mean, honestly, I mean, if you really think about it, if someone was guilty of that, they'd be like, I'm sorry. I ain't helping you look for those damn dogs. I didn't do nothing. I didn't let them off the chain. Well, since you accused me of it, hell, I ain't helping you look for them. That would be the normal response, I think. They would try to remove
yeah,
themselves completely
right.
out of it and not be involved anymore and go home. But he and the shooter went looking for the dogs and found them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me, anybody
yeah.
on this panel, if someone accused you of something like this, would you volunteer to go look for the dogs and they still accuse you of doing it?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt you would. You wouldn't care mm-hmm. anymore because you ain't got the time to be accused as being a person who causing harm because, as you said, Ron, some people, you know, you didn't say this, but I'm saying it. To some folks, dogs are like their kids. So that's like letting go of
yep.
a kid,
oh, yeah.
you know.
Yeah,
that's like
kids,
letting
though.
Go of their child. You know, now you're accusing me of putting your child, quote unquote, in danger, but I'm still out here looking for them for you when I don't have
yeah.
to. It's a dog. It's a child. Timon, you had something to add to that?
I would think that, you know, one, I want to know why was he, you know, what was he, you know, why was he going over to the guy's house to beat on the door? Because like I said, when you decide to grab a gun, even if you want to know, you know, he says the guy was beating on the door and didn't go in. You know, so you can't shoot through and just shoot him. So when you just decide to pick that gun up and shoot somebody, you've made a decision. You know, and I would have thought he'd got sometime, 5 years, 10 years, something. But if you just, that's going along, that's like a, you know, that's stand your ground crap that they got out in Florida.
But remember his story that he put his gun in his pocket when he went to the door, right? At some point in the story, he says he put his .22 in his pocket. Now, if somebody's banging at my door, I'm not going to put my gun in my pocket. I'm going to have it out when I open up that door. If I'm going to open up the door or if they bust through. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You read the story.
Oh,
I see that you got the story.
Why not call 911? why not just call 911 and say, hey, man, there's a dude outside beating on my door. I'm not going to open the door, you know, and let them deal with it.
Right.
I still say that was not worth grabbing a gun.
Good one timing. Timing hit it right there. Why did you just call 911, sir? Good one timing. I agree with you. Why do you just call 911? Let the guy keep banging on the door. Call 911.
You had crazy people in the neighborhood.
Right.
You know, let the cops deal with it. Especially if you knew who the guy was. You've been talking to him. I've never had any arguments before. He's never been to jail. So why would you shoot him?
Right.
And it goes back. And it goes back to this now. And I love that you guys are asking these questions, because then you start thinking there may be some truth to what Ron said. He might have, the shooter, which we don't know the name because they haven't released it, might have done something to him or taken something from him. Might have. And even if he did, as you just said, instead of taking the law into your own hands, if you were securing your home, meaning your door's locked, and you got your pistol out, you call 911 and tell them, hey, look, there's this guy. I know who he is. He's banging on my door, blah, blah, blah. That's being recorded, right? Every 911 call is being recorded. You telling them, and they can hear in the background him banging on the door. But look, I got my gun out. My door is locked. If he breaks through my door, I'm gonna shoot him. He could have done that.
Yeah, he could have done that,
but he didn't.
Yeah.
And he shot him 3 times. Now think about that. Claims he shot him in the leg, then grazed him, and then shot him again. I would think being shot once, and there's nothing saying that he was under the influence of anything whatsoever. And keep in mind, this happened a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the autopsy as far as any kind of drugs in his system, whether he was under influence of anything? They didn't post that. So you shot him 3 times. The leg, grazed his head, and then shot him in, I think it was the shoulder area, which traveled to his heart and killed
him. Yeah.
So did he say he shot him because he kept coming after him? Or did he just shot him 3 times? I could see him shooting him once, but why 3 times?
Well, according to the story, he said that he shot him once, and then he thought that was, I think the word they used in the story, I got to pull it back up, it's kind of like to de-escalate him or slow him down or whatever. There was a word that was used in the story. I have to pull it back up again. But still, and again, second shot. That didn't do it. I mean, if someone's pulling a gun at me, first of all, I'm not going to try to go at them and I'm unarmed. I'm sure it's not going to do that. It only takes one bullet to kill you. But if they shoot me once and I'm still unarmed, I'm not going to still
maybe
try
not
to attack
in this
them.
Case. It might not take one bullet to answer Janet's question why he shot 3 times. He had a .22 Magnum. Those bullets are small. Remember when Ronald Reagan got shot by a .22, bounced around in his body. It might not necessarily kill you that first shot, if I'm reading this correctly. The bullet is small. So if that's a .22 caliber, the bullet's small. So it could take 3 shots, Janet. It's not like you got a 38 caliber or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So that possibly could be why the shooter shot 3 times. The struggle. The whole thing still. Story sounds really fishy. Something's missing in this story. Something big is missing.
Right. You know what? And I apologize to folks who are listening on the internet. I have to switch over to the chat room. But I do have error code 301-919 waving their hand. I believe they have a question or comment. 301-919, your mic is open. Welcome to the TMGS. You have a question or comment?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Big Brother. Hey, Janet. Hey, everybody. This is Nikisha.
Hey,
listening in.
How you doing?
Hey, Makisha.
Hey, this is a great conversation. I'm learning a lot. I appreciate the way that you all are dissecting what happened and giving you all speculations. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. All right. Did you have a question or a comment on this story?
No, I am eavesdropping and learning.
Well, we had a lot of other topics we were going to get to, but this one seems to be the highlight right now because, as I said, this is 2022, and here's some of the stuff still going on. Because just think about, you guys remember the story of the young man and his girlfriend, the kids outside of the store, and the guy said, you know, I'm standing my ground. And he shot the guy because the guy pushed him away, and he was walking away from him, but he still shot and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean,
and they
was
trying
it's
to keep that under the rug too.
Yeah,
because
you know,
you're all behind this whole fear thing. Everybody, mm-hmm. especially white cats, this whole fear for my life, fear for my, you're selling it politically, you're selling it in everything, and if you're using it as an excuse to give you reason to kill someone, that you can pull a gun. Remember the guy out in Florida shot the kid because he wouldn't turn his music down.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and he,
yeah.
you know, he shot through his door. Now, why would you shoot
mm-hmm.
him? You shot him for loud music, and you had a gas station because you didn't like his loud music. But
wow.
yet you write a law, and then you want to take the law into your own hands. And that I'm so glad they gave that dude time. But he said, "Well,
mm-hmm.
I fear." Well, what did you fear? Just like Arbery,
yeah.
the Arbery case, that prosecutor. Old girl laid him out. So did he threaten? No. Was he running away from you? Well, yeah. Did he seem like a threat to you? No. Then why'd you shoot him?
Mm-hmm.
And he had no reason to shoot. A shotgun? And you shot his wife? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody, man, you know, wait a minute. You said, well, he was stealing. Well, where'd he put it? What'd he steal and where'd he put whatever he stole?
Because he sure didn't have nothing in his own hands.
No. And everybody's went through construction sites before. Where you going to put it? He ain't got no car. You chased that boy. You know?
True.
And you shot him. And what did you
True.
Say? Oh, I fear for my life. What fear?
Right, and they showed him the video of Ahmad going through the construction sites, just looking but not touching anything. You know,
I'm listening to these, but I'm listening to these, and it's probably not at the extreme of what I'm thinking, but it makes me think back to a movie. And you know, it's funny how art imitates life and vice versa. And I don't know if you guys remember a movie starring Michael Douglas. Called Falling Down. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Great movie. Fantastic movie because think about that movie was made in 1993. This is 2022. The reality is that an individual like him still exists. Like that character.
Yeah.
Still exists to this day. Just snap. He didn't have mental health issues, though, in the movie. He just snapped. He was a working guy, had a family, you know, his wife and everything divorced. It don't have to be a long-term mental thing. It can just happen any moment for anybody. And I believe that does happen. But premeditated is premeditated. And there's, as they say, there is no excuse and ignorance of the law is no excuse, correct? But these people still exist. This type of behavior exists, and it's becoming more and more prevalent every day, every month, every year. And now we've become a society that we have become immune to it. We become immune to what we see of these types of violence. We become immune to it. And then keep in mind, the jurors who sit there and listen to the case and everything, they see TV shows and movies and this, that, and the other violence. They're becoming immune to it because it doesn't seem as horrible anymore or what's what I'm looking for. It just doesn't seem like it's a big deal anymore. And you seeing folks getting off for murder. And some that, you know, are convicted, true enough. But you see more getting off for some of the things that the evidence is right there. It's like, come on now. They got to serve some kind of time. You can't just let them go scot-free. The video's there. But that's the type of society that we live in. But anyway, let me stop rambling. And we need to move on to another topic because the time is now 7 p.m., straight up 7 o'clock. But anybody have any last words on this topic before we move on? No? Okay.
Well, I just hope the family gets justice by they were trying to elevate it and have, I guess, some people higher up look at the case, into the case, so that they can get a better answer to what actually happened, you know.
That's true.
This case reminded me, when I was reading it, of Ahmaud Arbery's case. I was like, I'll be doggone. So you cannot, because you are a Caucasian, you don't have to go to jail for committing a crime by killing somebody or shooting them, and it's your word. The guy who you shot can't speak for himself anymore, you know. But I don't think they need to keep that under the rug.
Right. And so to keep with the theme of shootings, and I know some folks say, Michael, why are you always going to talk about this now? Because these are things that we need to pay attention to and really try to understand why they happen, because everybody says it shouldn't happen. But there's a reason why they're happening. There's got to be a reason. I'm going to move on to this story, and then I want to try to do this kind of short because I want to move on to something a little bit more uplifting. But it's another shooting. This is by a deputy, an off-duty deputy, by the way. Okay? An off-duty sheriff's deputy in North Carolina. Which this, I'm sorry, this came from also from NBC News. This was posted January the 11th, which was 4 days ago. An off-duty sheriff's deputy in North Carolina who fatally shot a man Saturday said during a 911 call that he fired a gun after the man ran into the road and jumped onto the hood of his pickup truck. Quote, a male jumped on my vehicle and broke my windshield. I just shot him, the deputy lieutenant Jeffrey Hash says in the 911 call, which was released Tuesday by the Fayette Police Department and heard by NBC News. When the dispatcher asked Hash to identify himself, he says, I'm a lieutenant with the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office. Asked whether the wounded man is breathing, and let me open up this because it's froze on me. I apologize. Okay. Asked whether the wounded man was breathing, Hash says, quote, he's gone, ma'am. No, ma'am. He's not. He's gone. The sheriff's office said Monday that Hash, who has been with the department since 2005, has been placed on administrative leave. The sheriff's office clarified Tuesday that he is on paid leave without specifying whether such leave is standard under similar circumstances. And I think it is in many departments. Fayette police identified the man killed in the shooting, which occurred at 12:18 p.m. as Jason Walker, 37. Quote, the preliminary investigation has revealed an adult male ran into traffic and jumped on a moving vehicle. The male subject was pronounced dead on scene. In other parts of the 911 call, Hash tells the dispatcher that his daughter and his wife were with him when the man, who was screaming, jumped onto the hood and broke the pickup's windshield wipers.
Hash also tells the dispatcher that a crowd is gathering. He describes the crowd as, quote, hostile. Hash also says a trauma nurse is with them. The call ends when police arrive, and Hash asks whether he can speak to them. The shooting has prompted consecutive days of protests this week in Fayetteville, NBC affiliate RL, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Oh, Hash could not be reached for comment Tuesday. His lawyer, Parrish Daughtry, said he is devastated for the family of Mr. Walker, for his family, for his community. Walker's mother declined to comment. The high-profile civil rights lawyer, Benjamin Crump, said in a statement Tuesday that he is representing Walker's family. Crump's office will be, wait a minute, where did it go? I'm sorry, it keeps jumping on me, you guys, on the screen. Crump's office will be committed to finding answers to what happened to him when he was senselessly shot and killed by off-duty Deputy Jeffrey Hash. Fayetteville Police Chief Gina Hawkins said at a news conference Sunday that the investigation had been turned over to the State Bureau of Investigation. Police investigation rumors that Hash's vehicle struck Walker before the fatal shooting, Hawkins said. Forensic data were collected from the pickup during a preliminary investigation. Quote, that computer did not record any impact with any person or thing. Hawkins referred to a video recorded by a bystander and posted to a social media that showed the aftermath of the deadly encounter, including Walker as he lay on the street by the driver's side rear tire of Hash's Ford F-150. The video shows a woman trying to render medical assistance. Hawkins said at the news conference that investigators were looking for witnesses and referred to how police do not have what preceded the video, and so on and so forth. Okay, so first thought, when somebody jumps on the hood of your car, is to shoot them. That's your first thought.
Wow.
Kill them.
Wow. How sad.
They didn't attack you. They attacked your car. They didn't attack you.
Yeah.
They attacked your car or your truck. So the first response is shoot him. Hell.
Right.
Now, I understand that he might have, well, I'm not going to say I understand, but I can see where he might want to say, well, I didn't know what he was going to do. He could have had a gun. Well, he could have, but he didn't. You did. And if somebody wants to harm you, why would they harm themselves first? Jumping in front of a car and getting hit or on the hood of a car, I'm pretty sure don't feel good. And then what is he going to do? Get up and pull a gun out of his pocket and shoot at your vehicle? I mean, you understand what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I mean, just like Tyree said earlier, this new mindset that we have come into now 2022, actually before 22, of shoot first and we'll deal with the consequences later. That's just really sad. Why do we have to shoot anybody? I mean, self-defense, I always thought it had to be something, if it was immediate, and what I mean by immediate, somebody's got hands on my neck or my loved one's neck, and then there's self-defense. And even in self-defense, my goal is really, I don't want to kill you. I do want to control you as best as I can physically. I can't control you physically, and in self-defense, you accidentally get killed, understood. But this thing of someone jumping on the hood of your car, this thing of someone banging on your door, like Timon said earlier, what happened to calling 911? I thought y'all folks were real high about the police. Call 911 and be patient, let the police deal with it. Okay, the argument might be, well, the police are 7 minutes to 10, 15 minutes away, so they might not get there in time. All right, is jumping on the hood of your car cause to kill somebody? We're in some bad shape, y'all. That mindset is crazy. I'm going to shoot you.
Well,
you know what? I'm going to. I'ma shoot somebody. If my Pittsburgh Steelers lose today, y'all gonna hear the news. I'm gonna knock on someone's door all bad and shoot somebody.
Well, you gotta thank my my Las Vegas Raiders for not doing the tie, because I think that's probably, but we'll get to that. That's coming up next before we run out of time. Hey, Timon hangs out with us for the first hour of the show. Of course, he's on the West Coast. He's a busy man. He's got, you know, he's a great stand-up comic, and he also has other shows that he chimes into. So thank you, Timon, for joining us, and we'll see you next Saturday. But back to that, what you were saying, it's a sad situation, because this is an officer, an off-duty officer. You know, I don't know what his thought process was at the time, but I don't know what to say about this. This is like, you would think that he would have thought of something else other than shooting this man. I understand his family was with him, but no one was hurt other than the guy jumping on the windshield, as he would do. But it doesn't say anything about he tried to attack them physically. He attacked the vehicle with his body. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
That's what he did. That's what it sounds like. He attacked the vehicle. And, of course, he was hurt. I don't know. I've never heard of anyone jumping on a car, unless it's in the movies, which we've seen that many a times. They jump on a car and land and shoot. And this guy jumped on, and it said damaged the windshield wipers. It didn't say broke the windshield. It said damaged the windshield wipers. Okay.
So you're going to shoot and kill somebody because they damaged the wiper.
Something that costs no more than maybe $30-something dollars for a good pair.
Yeah,
all right?
Crazy.
I mean, and that's a story I really want to follow, because anytime you take a life, I feel there's consequences, as you said, Ron, and there should be some kind of charge depending on the situation. And like you said, if you are being physically threatened, your property is being damaged, your property ain't worth a life. Hell, if I came and spray painted your car, if I took a hammer to it, it's not worth taking a life.
No,
that all can
not
be replaced. But a life can't be replaced.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, the truth of the matter is, we have become a society of where we just, you know, the moment we just feel like somebody did something wrong, not harm us, just did something wrong to us, I'll kill that motherfucker. I'll kill it. Over what?
Right.
You willing to go to
right.
prison? Just like the three guys two of them are going to do life without parole, because he was in their neighborhood and looked suspicious, and they assumed he was stealing from an empty house.
But by
no one
you
lives
being
in
a police, if you're being a police officer, you're supposed to try to de-escalate a situation instead of escalating it. And so he should have known better. I mean, he could have arrested the guy. You know, why take a gun out and shoot him?
Well,
you
got
one, Janet.
Sure,
I like how Janet said. Yeah, Janet. You're right. How come he couldn't get out the car and lock his family in the car to protect his family and then do his police work?
Correct. He could have looked and saw that everybody was okay, wasn't injured. You know, he could have got out, because if the guy was on top of the hood and fell off and on the ground now, according to what the story says. He could have, I'm pretty sure, I may be wrong, but I doubt it, he probably has some handcuffs, got his service revolver on him, and could have just turned him over, cuffed him, called 911, you know, and said, I don't know what the hell wrong with this dumbass here, but he just jumped on my car.
Hey, I got to open up the mic. I'm sorry. I got to open up the mic to one of our favorite co-hosts and guests. He's going to make sure he stops Sue when possible, and I'm glad today is possible. Hello, since we're talking about law enforcement, Officer Crenshaw. Good afternoon, my brother.
Hey, Crenshaw.
Hey, hey Janet. Hey, Mr. Ron.
Hey, Officer Crenshaw.
How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Missing you.
I was listening, and I just want to comment on, I don't know the story, but just from what Mike was reading, first of all, as an officer off duty with your family, your first priority is to protect your family. That doesn't mean put out your service weapon and shoot somebody, because you have other options. You know, the best way not to be hit is not to be there. So you get your ass out of the area. Okay, if he's in his truck riding through and the guy runs and jumps on his hood, the average person would probably pee their pants, shit their pants, or panic because now something's hit their windshield, so they're going to mash the gas.
Right.
True.
Put one over the car. You're going to put one over the truck. Then you're going to stop the truck to see what in the hell's going on. Okay, I got a crazy man here. You got your family with you. You got a crowd gathering up. You don't want your family to be caught up in nothing. Relocate. Move your truck out of the area. You call it 911.
Right.
You call it 911, telling them what just happened, what went on. Get in your truck, lock the door, drive up the street, keep eyes on what's going on, keep your family safe.
Right.
If you feel you have to stay, then you stay. Tell your wife or somebody that can drive, take the truck and go on up the street. But to pull your gun out and shoot somebody because they jumped on your car, your truck, damage your windshield, unless they were making statements directly to you and harming you and your wife, you still have
family,
other options other than shooting them. If he was reaching in the truck to pull him out of the truck, you know, I could see him shooting him. But if he's standing on the hood cussing, rambling, and carrying on, flip his ass over to the bed of the truck and drive on down the street with it.
There you go.
Right.
You know, it's other options other than shooting somebody. And this is someone from North Carolina. We know how North Carolina is as far as racism. We know that already. Mm-hmm. And our governor is trying to pass a law here in Georgia to where you can carry a weapon without a permit. You just have to apply to get a concealed weapons permit. So if you think the shootings are out of control now, you know, if he passed that law trying to get reelected, the shootings are really going to be out of control.
What's that song by, who was it? I think it was, I forgot which rapper, but the Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West.
I thought the same thing.
It's going to be the Wild Wild South. Because we're going to be back in that, you know, and they say history repeats itself, but I didn't think it would go all the way back to the Western days where now anybody can carry a gun and just shoot just on GP. What's his name? John Harlan's. He shot a man one time for snoring too loud. John Wesley Harlan's.
Yeah.
We're getting to that.
Well, Mike, we're already in the Rockwell days. You know, everywhere we go, we're watching over our shoulder like Rockwell, you know?
Right. You know, so, it's a crazy thing. But also, Crenshaw, I mean, you have a family. I know. I've met your family. I know them and everything. And I'm sure that you have to be on alert, you know, even though you're retired. You're still on alert, you know, all the time. But
The last thing I want to do is shoot somebody.
Correct.
The last thing I want to do is shoot somebody.
Right.
If I don't have to shoot you, if I got to get out of my truck and we exchange words, you know, fine. I'm going to make sure my family's safe. First of all, I'm not going to get out and exchange words with you when I got my family with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drive my ass on down the street because the best way not to be hit is not to be there. So I'm going
to
move me and my family out of the way. You can scream and yell all you want. You pull out a gun, I'm going to pull out a gun.
Right.
Other than
this wasn't even a rookie. This is a lieutenant. That was mind-boggling.
You also got to look at the community he was in, the neighborhood he was in. Does he patrol that area? Is that area within his zone? Did they recognize him as an off-duty officer? Were they attacking him? Or was it simply somebody running from somebody else, ran out in the street, and he just happened to be coming down the street and flipped dude on his hood and panicked? Because he's a scared ass.
That's good. Thinking that someone's trying to attack him, and then that wasn't the case, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
this guy was just
doing wrong. You ain't got to worry about wrong being done to you.
Good point. That's a good point. Well, look, you guys, the time is now 7:21. I got to keep moving. I know this is a great topic, and again, thanks to my baby sister for tuning in and listening. Makisha, you're the best. No pun intended. But, make sure you guys check out her show. She comes on at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to Blog Talk Radio if you don't know how to call the show. But the number at 9 p.m. is 515-605-9376, right? 515-605-9376. Her show comes on at 9 p.m. Eastern, and I'm going to let her let you know in a moment what her topic and her guests are going to be. And let me keep it moving while I still have some time. I'm going to change gears here real quick because this is super super wild card weekend in the NFL. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm already disappointed with the first game. My team played the last game of the season last week, last Sunday. And it looked like this Saturday is going to be their last game of the season. And that would be the Raiders. So without further ado, let's get into it. This weekend, for the first time, okay, for the first time in NFL history, you're not going to have just four games, but you're going to have a total of, what is it, five games or six? Five games. You're going to have, six. Two games today, three games Sunday, and one game on Monday night. Because it is an 18-week season now compared to the 10.
Yeah.
So this is interesting for football fans. This is very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, when the pandemic was going around and everything, of course, you couldn't go to the stadiums and everything. But this is a big comeback for the NFL, and I think they're doing the right thing by doing this. It's entertaining for the fans. Congratulations also to the Georgia Bulldogs for being the national champions, for all the Bulldog fans out there. It's a great weekend. Now, let me ask you guys this question. Did your team make it to the playoffs or not?
Mine is in.
And who's yours? Dallas.
Are you kidding
all
me?
Right.
I am a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Die hard.
Oh, okay. You did say that earlier, right? You are a Steelers fan, yeah.
That's right.
I said if it wasn't for, but be honest, if it wasn't for that crazy ass game last week with the Raiders and the Chargers, your Steelers would have been out, and they could have been in had the Chargers not screwed up. They all three. The Steelers would have been out, and the Chargers and the Raiders would have still been in.
It doesn't matter. All the teams in the playoffs right now, you guys want to be us. You want to be the Steelers.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
You know,
did your team make it?
And if not, what team are you rooting for? Ron already told us his team.
Bill.
Uh-oh.
Well, I figured that from Janet. I figured that from Janet, the Bills.
Yeah,
now,
I
it wasn't
used to
the
go
Bills,
in zero weather to watch the Bills play when I lived in New York.
Okay, but see, now
yeah,
you got the Buffalo
Bills.
You had
Bills, to have thermal underwear. You had to have blankets, heavy coat.
But if it wasn't the Bills,
okay,
now, have you been a Bills fan? But if it wasn't the Bills, would it have been any other New York team like the Giants or the Jets, which never had a chance? But then the Giants. Okay. And then the Jets, right? Any team from New York is what you're saying?
No, no.
But Bills.
Just Bills and Giants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I'm a diehard Raider. I'm a diehard I used to love the Raiders in Kansas.
Oh, Kansas City. Okay. Austin Crenshaw, what about you, sir? You still there?
Yes. Yes, my team is in. And the Falcons are going to go all the way to the Super Bowl and lose to Tom Brady again.
They're going to go to what? No, wait a minute. The Falcons are going to go all the way to Supersonic Moon and I don't think the Super Bowl, the Super what?
Well, they're not even the Atlanta Falcons anymore. They're the Alaskan Falcons now because they can't seem to get it rolling. But
yeah,
my Falcons.
I see that my sister is still on the line. Makisha, what about you? You a football fan, and what team are you going for?
Man, the Washington football team, and it's the same old stuff every year. We didn't make it.
What's that?
I like
that.
Playoffs!
Hold on. I have a question. Mr. Jim Moore, let me ask you something. Who do you think is going to make the playoffs, sir?
What's that?
I mean, yeah, who's going to make the playoffs?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Yeah, I do too. Okay, so I had to ask that question. All right, so unfortunately, it looks like my Raiders are going to be out. They're only down by 10, and there's 5 minutes and 30 seconds left. So, I mean, to be honest now, I'm glad they made the playoffs, but I didn't expect them to get through the first round. We had a choice. Had we did the pass, the Raiders could have wound up letting the Chargers make it, and then Pittsburgh would have been out, right? But we would have had to go and visit Kansas City, which Kansas City kicked our ass royally the last time we played. So they felt like it's better to play the Bengals. But the Bengals kicked our ass royally the last time we played. So it was a no-win situation. You have to decide who do you want to kick your butt. But somebody said that they thought this game would be a whole lot closer than the past two meetings that they had. Now, what I want to do real quick, I want to play a little game with the little time that we have. You guys ready for this? All right. Please put yourselves on mute. Everybody, please put yourselves on mute. And I can tell if you did or didn't. Just hit the number one. Everybody on mute? Okay. So I'm going to give away a Visa gift card. If you can name the titles. Everybody on mute, right? Okay. I'm going to play some theme songs. And if you can name the titles of these theme songs, whoever get them right, I'm going to send you a gift card, a Visa gift card. I hear somebody still there. All right. Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you a little sample of it. Here's sample number one.
We'll be right back.
open up your mics. First person to speak up, tell me what theme is that? What network plays that theme on the NFL?
Must be a network I don't watch.
NBC. There it is, NBC, Monday Night Football.
Anybody else want to guess? I'm going to give you it one more time. No, well, you already said NBC. Anybody else? Okay, so that one I have to put into the trash can. No one got that one right. Let me try this one here. Everybody
what?
On mute. Open up your mic when you're ready to answer. You said you had the wrong answer. All right, so here comes the next one. What network? Let me get this right. Let me explain it. Tell me what network uses this theme song for when they do their NFL broadcast. This is their theme song, okay? What network? Here we go. Any guesses?
ABC.
Next guess.
Now I'm going to go. I'm going to stick to NBC Monday Night Football. One of those are.
Wait.
All right. No one's got it right so far, so let me go to the next one. Here we go.
What?
Here's the next one. Here's the next one. You guys are totally losing this game. Here goes the next one.
I can't
one.
Believe it.
Okay, CBS.
I can't believe my co-hosts are getting all of them wrong.
That's Monday Night Football.
No, that was not.
We wait for the action.
And you guys are football fans? You football fans, and you don't know the theme song? In fact, I'm going to throw something else in here. Okay. This is funny. All right, I'm going to throw this in here. Check this one out. Now, that's the wild card theme. Now, I'm not going to tell you what sport, but you got to tell me what sport and what network. Come on, you guys.
I tell.
Do
that
I
was...
have to do the dip, dip, dip? Ding, oh, ding, 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 ding. All right, I'm going to open up the mic to 346-274. I believe that's Cotton Campbell. I think that's Cotton. Hello, welcome to the show. Hello. Hey, Cotton, how you doing? Happy Saturday. You there?
Happy Saturday.
Okay, you're kind of going in and out. All right, so we're doing the sports trivia.
Yeah,
and
I don't know why this is so bad.
No problem, but everybody has failed so far. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play them one more time because the time is now 7:34. We still have a little time, but let's try it again. I'm going to start from the bottom of the list up and see if you guys can get it right. All right? Now, let me try this one right here. From the bottom of the list up. If you think you know the answer, the first one who has the answer first, and you will get a gift card, these are gift cards. Whoever gets the most answers correct will get it. Here we go. Anybody know?
sound like NBC. I don't know.
Ding, 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 ding. Janet got that one right. It's NBC.
Oh, okay. Go, Janet.
Look.
I really wasn't going to do this twice, but I want someone to win the gift card. Here's a little bit more of it. All right. Okay, now, I'm not going to tell you who wins this one. It's got to be right. I'm not going to tell you what network it is. I'm just going to play them in order or in different orders, and then you guess what it is. Here's the wild card theme. That's the wild card theme. It could be a different sport, and it's a network. Anyone has any guess?
ABC,
ESPN,
ESPN.
Let's move on to the next one.
ESPN.
Well, Mike,
let's move on to the next one.
Mike,
let's move on.
We got to see the girls dance stuff because this music. What you playing is when the commentators are talking and we're not paying attention to them.
No, that's when it comes on. That's when it comes on. That's when the event comes on. That's when the event comes on.
Officer Crenshaw got it right. Officer Crenshaw got it right. And I think Janet's over there Googling. Janet, I'm going to come and knock on your door.
No, I'm not Googling.
You know what?
And I don't really know about sports, but I know
NBC. Googling. Googling is against you.
No, I'm
you
not
can't
Googling.
Do this. And you can't sound hound.
Hey, Officer Crenshaw, I'm going to come and jump on your windshield. That's what I'm going to do.
here we go.
That's not ESPN.
Janet got one right. Okay, so I'm going to play
that's
this one.
Not ESPN.
And I'm not going to tell you if it's right or wrong. I'm going to move on to the next one, okay? Here we go, the next one.
All right.
Oh, that's Fox.
That's ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good one. That's Fox.
That's
good
Fox.
One, Crenshaw.
Yeah.
That's Fox. Yeah.
Okay.
Crenshaw
Let's
got
go
you.
To the next
that's
one.
Fox.
Let's go to the next one.
He said that's not it.
That's got to still be CBS.
That's who?
CBS.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I couldn't hear you clearly.
CBS. Channel 11.
Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Wait a minute. Tell them we got it right now.
Wait a minute. I'm going to go to one more. Because I'm going to say that two people are tied. I want to see if we can get a tiebreaker. Two people
Wait
are tied.
Wait a minute. Chris, I'm going to come knocking on Michael J's door.
No.
two people are tied. Okay? It's a tiebreaker. It's a tiebreaker. It's a tiebreaker. All right? So I'm going to try this one more time. And what I'm going to do is this. Hold on a minute. My screen just went out on me. Hold on. What the hell? I'm sorry.
You see, Crenshaw, Janet, this is why the Raiders are losing. These kinds of fans right here. That's why the Raiders are going to lose.
No, that's not the case. Hold on a minute. So far, Janet got one right, and Officer Crenshaw got one right. So that's a tie.
Oh, man.
Right?
Okay.
Officer Crenshaw said CBS. Janet said, on that one theme, he was correct. Janet said NBC. So they're tied. Both of them got one right. Now the tiebreaker is this. Who can get this one right? All right?
Uh-oh.
But think about it. It's not only just certain it's not just the NFL. It can be other sports, and it can also be other sports and also other networks, known networks, all right? Okay, so, and I apologize. My laptop has ran out of a little power there, so let me bring up the board again on my laptop. In fact, I have it on my iPad here, so hold on. I got to bring up the board one more time. And we'll get this settled here. All right. Oh, I love it on my laptop more so than my iPad. Okay. I think I got it. Bear with me, you guys. Where's my script stuff? See, this is why I hate when stuff goes down so quickly. The anticipation is killing me. All right, so wait. I see somebody else here, a 302-5381 number. Hello, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you. If you have a question or comment, wave your hand. We can open up your mic. 470-373, welcome to the show. Thank you for chiming in. We welcome you. If you don't have a question or comment, you can go to the chat room. You're more than welcome to share your questions or comments. I'm really trying to get the board to come back up. It's acting crazy on me. So that we can get these final tracks down for you, okay? And see who wins. Come on.
Janet wins because she answered first. So she wins because
she's having a
wardrobe malfunction.
You're having a what?
I'm having a wardrobe malfunction. My pants fell down, so Janet wins because she answered first.
A wardrobe malfunction. Thank God we don't have to witness it, and we're not doing live stream. Okay, so. Okay, hold on. I think it's covered back up. All right, so I'm going to have to use my pad. I apologize for the slowdown on bringing everything up. All right, so let me go to my pad, and let me see NFL.
The show's going to be over by the time you do all that, Michael.
Well, maybe, but I was trying to use my pad, Jared. I mean my laptop. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go. Okay, it's coming back up. And we're going to go to this track here to do the tiebreaker. Name this one here. All right, you guys ready? I almost have it there. NFL, here we go. All right. I don't like dead air, so I'm trying to find it. What happened? Oh.
My apologies, everyone, but for some reason, everything just kind of like died, and now I'm just getting it to boost back up. And why it's taking so long, I don't know, but I'm working as fast as I can get to come back up. So please bear with me, because this is not normal. It happened. I've never had this happen. Why did we do this here? Huh. Then I went to the tablet, and it's not strong there. And the tablet should have it. So when we put stuff over at the blog talk, it goes to directly to them. So I know I downloaded. Okay. So let me see. My sister, Makisha, you still there?
I'm here, bro.
Hey, while I'm trying to get this to boot up, I don't know why it's taking so long, I don't know, but let everybody know what you got going on this evening on that great show there. Of course, the one
Thank
and
you.
Only.
Thank you, bro. Tonight we have Right One Enterprises coming on the show, which is a music consultant and digital marketing company who has assisted artists such as Whitney Houston and Chris Brown. So very excited to bring on somebody from the music industry, as it is one of our favorite topics to discuss. Tune in tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from 9 to 10. And like Mike said, 515-605-9376. The name of the show is Intro to Info. We're on every Saturday, 9 to 10.
Fantastic.
Hey, give that number again. What's the number again? What's the number again?
515-605-9376.
9376. All right. I might tune
Thank
in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great show. Intro Info is one of my favorite shows on the J.K. Network. I love my baby sis there. Wow. I mean, we've known each other for a little while in this radio world, right? So it's been a lot of fun.
I love you, too.
Truly appreciate it. Love you very much. All right, so here we go with the tiebreaker. All right. Try this one again. The network and the sport.
I don't know. I
don't know either. I started to ABC, but I don't know the sport. Mm-mm.
Take a guess.
Think
you guys can get it.
Come on,
Buffalo Bills.
Oh, okay. All right.
Come on.
It's the channel where that the white lady with no booty and the short skirt is always singing first.
You talking about ABC? No, it's not that channel. I know what channel you talking about.
Yeah, it is.
No,
it ain't.
No, that ain't right. The white lady with no booty. That would be ABC. But you still wouldn't have the answer.
I don't know, Mike. I mean,
okay, I'll tell you
when
that.
I'm looking at football and sports, they all sound alike. I mean, I don't even listen to that part of it, really. I guess I never have, but now I will since you're doing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. I just look for the action.
So this is what I want to do. I'm going to play just a small piece of it, not the whole thing or most of it, because there's a lot to these theme songs. Actually, I really love orchestration. I love these theme songs because I go back and find out who really, you know, wrote them and produced them and all that good stuff all the time. So I'm going to give you this one. NFL on CBS. Officer Crenshaw got that right. Here it is. So, Officer Crenshaw, congratulations. You got that right. Yoo-hoo!
Yeah. Woo! Gold Crusaders. Here's the one that Janet got right. NFL on NBC. All right. Congratulations, Janet. Woo-hoo!
Way to go, Buffalo. Way to go, Buffalo Bills.
Here was the wild card.
Yeah, Buffalo get ready to play, too, in a few minutes.
And here was the wild card I threw in there. I'm going to play this a little bit that you guys couldn't get. In fact, no, I'm going to play this one first. Here's the one you guys could not get. And I thought this would be the one you would get first, okay? This is NFL on Fox. That's the theme.
I don't do Fox. And I don't do Fox.
Yeah, but when it comes to football, if you watch the Falcons, which most Falcons fans do, all their games come on Fox regardless, because that's the national. I'm sorry, that is the national football the American conference is normally on ABC. Or I'm sorry, on CBS. And Fox normally plays, like, the Falcons games and everything. All right, and here was the wild card that no one could get. It's not football. I want to see if you can guess what sport this is. This is on NBC.
Basketball with Shaq, Kenny, Charles, Ernie. Basketball.
That's basketball. NBA on NBC. All right, so you guys have a tie. And you couldn't split the tie. So what do we do? I guess we're going to split the prize.
We give it to Janet. She won. She answered first.
Well, she did answer first. All right, so Janet, congratulations. You win the prize, which is a gift certificate to the TMGS.
A gift certificate to what?
A Visa gift certificate, courtesy of the TMGS.
Oh, where to go,
Janet?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. Where
to go, Janet?
Congratulations.
Where we going to eat,
Jen? Yeah. I don't know. How much is the gift certificate?
It's a $50 gift certificate.
Oh, wherever you want to go.
Okay.
Well, $50 is only enough for two people.
Unless you go to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, at Mickey D's now, you can take three people.
Or Bob Burgers.
Right.
And you better go when they have buy one, get one free. So at McDonald's with $50. I'm just joking. All right, you guys, at the time of 7:54, before we get out of here, I want to thank our new guest co-host, Mr. Ron Jones, for joining us. All the way from Arizona. Ron, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And want to make you
thank
a regular
you.
Co-host here. So is that
all right?
Sounds fun.
All right. So we can put you on a point to be a regular co-host with us?
You can do it.
All right. So.
Welcome
hey, you guys.
Aboard.
Welcome, Mr. Williams. Welcome aboard. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. I want to thank all the callers who called in. Of course, Makisha Best. Make sure you guys don't forget, coming up in about an hour and 5 minutes,
tune into her show on Blog Talk Radio on the J. King Network. And all the co-hosts, Timon Schiff, Janet Davis, of course, Cotton Campbell. I see some other folks who are here on the board, Officer Crenshaw, everyone. And then you know, it's just great every Saturday we can have these conversations. Next week, we have a special guest. Janet, go ahead and tell them a little bit about our guest, a little bit about our guest that we have on next week.
Well, her she writes children's books, and so she's a author for children's books, and she goes by Ellie Blue. I'm not going to say her name until she tells me I can say her real name, but her book for her writer's book name is Ellie Blue, and she's the number one bestseller on Amazon for children's books. So I'm looking forward to her being on the show next week. Mike and I are going to tag team co-hosting and interviewing her. But I'm hoping everybody can tune in to check it out.
Fantastic. Also, she was, I was looking at having a topic on this Saturday regarding self-respect and common courtesy among not just young kids, but just among ourselves. Because as I look at things, and this is just my point of view, a lot of people just don't have self-respect and common courtesy. And when Janet brought it to my attention about this person being on the show, you know, it's best to keep that all in one package. So next week we're going to talk with our guest author, and then also we're going to talk about self-respect and common courtesy. Does it exist, and why not? Because to me, I see it every day where people just don't have it anymore. And when you think about when you grew up, your parents taught you to have common courtesy, have self-respect. And I know everybody on the panel knows what I'm talking about. I see it every day where people just don't have it anymore. And what is the problem? I think that'll be good conversation. Anybody else have anything else to add? Because otherwise, we're going to get out of here and get in front of the TV and watch the rest of Super Wild Card Weekend. Ron?
Oh, good night. That was good. I'll see y'all next week.
Yes. Yeah. Good night.
Officer Crenshaw?
Good night. I enjoyed it, as always.
Thanks
all
for
right.
letting me win,
Thank
Officer
you.
Crenshaw.
No, I love you, Janet.
I love you, too.
That was great. Okay, we're going to get out of here, you guys. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and all of next week. So we see you next Saturday. You've been tuned into the TMGS. And as a friend of mine would say, hey, be good. And if you can't be good at it. Yeah. Good night.
No.